The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Marty, you made it.
Yeah.
Welcome to my latest experiment. This is a big one, the one I've been waiting for all my life.
Well, it's a DeLorean, right?
Bear with me, Marty. All your questions will be answered. Roll tape.
Okay,
I will proceed.
Doc, is that a Devo?
Never mind that now. Not now. All right, I'm ready.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing on the parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. It's Saturday morning, October 26, 1985,
1:18 a.m.
And this is temporal experiment number one.
Christ. Jesus Christ, Doc. You disintegrated Einstein.
Calm down, Marty. I didn't disintegrate anything. The molecular structure of both Einstein and the car are completely intact.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they? You see, Einstein has just become the world's first time traveler. I sent him into the future.
1 minute into the future, to be exact.
And precisely 1:21 a.m. in 0 seconds, we shall catch up with him in the time machine.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
And that's Dr. Brown telling Marty about his new invention, the time machine. And this is part of our Inside Hollywood series on the perfect movie where everyone agrees is one of the best movies of all time. It happens to be the favorite movie also of Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. I'd say on average, I've seen this movie once every quarter of every year. So multiple times. You know, I'm into the hundreds at this stage. It is a perfect movie.
Now, lots of people agree it's the perfect movie.
Yes, I had the Shawshank Redemption earmarked for today and I got blown out of the water in my Instagram. Everyone said, no, it has to be Back to the Future. And the reason it is a perfect movie is that a few films kind of blend comedy, sci-fi, teenage angst and heart with such clockwork precision as Back to the Future. And it was actually 1985. It was released actually July, so long time ago, directed by Robert Zemeckis. And it's been quoted as being a perfect script. I mean, you've got Tarantino, Christopher Nolan, many other film directors saying that every single line in detail has, you know, the tightest script of drama ever written, but also that it's a clockwork of cinema. It's just magic.
Now, the extraordinary thing is that I think of Doc Brown and Marty McFly, and I have to think of Michael J. Fox, but he wasn't the original cast.
No, he wasn't. There's some great trivia around Back to the Future, and I'm sure everybody loves the movie anyway, but Eric Stoltz was originally cast as Marty McFly, but after several weeks of filming, if you want to go back and have a look at some of the YouTube clips, you'll see that he just wasn't right tonally for the movie, and Michael J. Fox was, of course, working in Family Ties at the time, and he was a comedy actor, and he worked absolute Herculean hours because he actually double jobbed between Family Ties and Back to the Future. So Eric Stoltz was gone. He really didn't bring anything to the picture. I mean, it was very, very bad, some of the early rushes. But yes, they had to pay Michael J. Fox $4 million and reshoot all the scenes, delayed them by weeks. But here you have it. This is Michael J. Fox in the role.
And Doc Brown is played by Christopher Lloyd, who we got to know in Taxi.
That's right. And he was actually made to look a little bit older in the movie, because when you see him actually at Comic-Con and you kind of think, God, he looks the same as he did in 1985. But he was actually aged, of course, by all the makeup artists to look as Doc Brown was. And his personality was largely improvised as well at the time, because those eccentricities and even the memorable, you know, Great Scott wasn't in the original script. But he did all that for the movie. And of course, it makes it, as you know.
Let's listen to Marty and Dr. Brown hilariously realise that they're looking at a past Dr. Brown on television.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott!
What the hell is a gigawatt?
It
is so perfect a movie, absolutely. And of course, there's an emotional heart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because, you know, maybe people say to me, well, why is Back to the Future, you know, still resonating today, you know, 40 years later? But it's the emotional stake of it, you know, fixing your family. That's all universal. But also, it's endlessly rewatchable. I mean, as I said, I don't know how many times I've watched it, 50, 60 times. And it's tightly constructed, but the humor still stands. And I just love, even though nothing really much is CGI'd, I think it's the nostalgia that gets stronger with, you know, the idea, I suppose, Michael J. Fox is not well, you know, at the moment. And you look back and you think, you know, he was my first crush back then. I mean, I was a very young child, but I just enjoyed the fun and the sincerity and kind of the heart and the sleeve of it all. But I feel ultimately, just so everyone knows, you know, time travel with emotional stakes hasn't really been done in movies, you know, that much.
I mean, there are all sorts of lovely jokes in it. You know, the idea that Ronald Reagan could be president of the United States. We have Marty, a typical American teenager playing rock and roll.
Yeah, there's all those lovely elements to it, and kind of, you know, you've Biff who comes in there and he's, you know, the kind
Biff
of
the bully.
Biff the menace, Biff the bully. But actually, Universal hated the title and they wanted to call it Spaceman from Pluto, but Spielberg actually shut all that down and Disney rejected the script for being a bit strange. But actually, listen, it's one of the best movies of all time and every director agrees. Even Edgar Wright, who directed Baby Driver, said it's a miracle and hilarious, suspenseful, romantic and smart.
Endlessly rewatchable. That's the real proof of
endlessly
a great movie.
Endlessly rewatchable, yeah.
Okay, let's remind ourselves of that famous final scene.
Go ahead, quick, get in the car.
No, Doc, I just got here, okay? Jennifer's here, we're going to take the new truck for a spin.
Well, bring it along. This concerns her, too.
Wait a minute, Doc, well, what are you talking about? What happens to us in the future? Or something?
No, Marty. Both you and Jennifer turn out fine. It's your kids, Marty. Something has got to be done about your kids.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where we're going, we won't need roads. Interesting, the DeLorean is such a part, an intrinsic part of the movie, but it wasn't going to be a car.
No, it wasn't going to be. It was going to be a fridge.
Would never have worked.
It would never have worked. How could you have had, you know, the flux capacitor and the 21 gigawatts or whatever it is, you know, in a fridge? And of course, Robert Zemeckis negated it all. Bob Gale wrote the script, said, this is what we need to do. Build it into a DeLorean, as Doc Brown says, with style.
And there are all sorts of setups and payoffs. Two Pines Mall becomes Lone Pine Mall. And we understand why.
Yeah, that's it. There's so much in the script that I think people maybe missed the first or second time. Obviously, we know there's a Back to the Future 2 and 3. They were never as good for me in the same way. But I mean, the box office draw was $388 million on a $19 million budget. I mean, that's just a colossal hit, as we say. But it actually won an Oscar for sound editing and three more nominations. Pity it didn't win more. Even though the sequels, we said, weren't, you know, kind of a little bit more cartoony, it regularly appears on the best screenplays of all time.
Well, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. You'll really enjoy it. And if you have watched it, watch it again. You'll enjoy it all over again. Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.